We'll do the about 25 minutes meditation, but just before, well, I'll turn it up in a moment. It's sort of relating back to what you were saying about the, you know, when you're confronted with behaviour which you perceive as wrong, and maybe by any conventional standards is wrong, you know, the importance of presence in that, in creating the space. And very often it's the illusion of inherent existence, existing from its own side, being more concrete than it actually is, that also evokes fear. You know, because we think it's more solid than it is, we don't see it for what it is. So fear can often play a part in that. And it's often, wherever anger is, fear is usually not too far away. Fear of losing something. So being present can kind of open that up. And it kind of related to me because there was a quote in something I was reading earlier from a Zen practitioner. And probably here talking of this happening in the context of meditation. But obviously what we do on the cushion can help give us insights and prepare for how we handle that externally. In fact, from one point of view, if you've been practicing meditation for a long time and it's not making a difference in your everyday life, there must be something wrong with it. No, it's not working if you can only do it in a formal situation. So this one kind of linked with me, so I thought I'd read it before we do the meditation. And this is like, instead of seeing fear as something, you know, inherently existing from its own side, terrible, don't want it, averse, go away. This is actually looking at fear's enriching power. So it's turning something which might be to our disadvantage to advantage. The place of our deepest fears can be rich soil when it is entered into fully. Presence makes that possible. As our eyes adjust to the dark, clear seeing becomes possible. Standing firm in the darkness, without withdrawing or lashing out, we discover what motivates us in healthy, wholesome ways, and what drives us to exhaustion and depression. We see for ourselves how fear-based thinking and emotional reactivity influence us individually and collectively. Fear is used by us and against us, and recognizing this truth is the first step towards healing.